Welcome to Future Creators. I'm Robert Brathay.
And I'm Francis McInerney.
Future Creators, that's future-creators.com, is a self-directed, self-paced program for C-level executives who want to scale their companies profitably in our zettabyte era. Francis is managing director of Future Creators, and today we're going to talk about Japan and the end of Japanese brands. Welcome, Francis.
Hey, great to talk to you again, Robert. Yeah, the end of Japanese brands. Wow.
So let's start off with the stock market, the Nikkei versus the Dow. That there's a huge opportunity there that shows exactly what we're going to talk about today.
Well, you know, it's staggering. If you look at the press today, they are talking about, gee, the Nikkei is up. How wonderful is that? And Japan's had a few 4 or 5 quarters of growth. And how great is that? But if you look at the numbers, it's not great at all. On December 29th, 1989, the Nikkei peaked at 39,000. It's now roughly 50% of where it was then. Now, if you run the numbers and say, okay, what would have happened if the Nikkei had tracked the Dow since 1989, nearly 30 years ago, today the Nikkei would be over 316,000. In other words, today's Nikkei is trading at just over 6% of where it should be if it had been able to track the Dow. That is the greatest single wealth wipeout in history and the longest. Not even our Great Depression lasted 30 years. So the idea that the Japanese could anytime soon get their Nikkei up to where the Dow should be, up from 6% where it should be to 100% is practically speaking impossible. So this wipeout has been spectacular. And at Future Creators, we have been able over the last 30 years to take a systematic look at Japan and diagnose the problem.
So what exactly has happened to these brands? It seems like the brands of long ago are long gone, and there's really no Apple or Google that's just waiting there to replace them.
That is the case. One of the things you find when you go to Japan, and I've advised Japanese CEOs now for about 30 years, and I am, to my knowledge, the only foreigner ever to have done so. So my position is unique there. What you find is that the information velocity metrics we use at Future Creators, and you can check these on future-creators.com, are terminally slow. Japanese companies have the slowest information velocities you'll see anywhere. Now, we have companies that are slow and they die. And we have companies like Apple that are fast and they win. But what you're looking at here is an entire nation that is slow. And you find that the result is customer information of the type that Apple would accelerate through its system as fast as possible sits in idle pools waiting and waiting, sometimes for months, and slowly gets forwarded, often on written reports in a day of modern ERP, if you can imagine it. And these written reports are then collated and gathered together and assembled and often edited and adjusted, and people in Japan far away from customers try to put their own re-estimates on raw customer information. By the time this stuff gets to anyone who makes a decision, its value is pretty much zero. And if you try to turn that information around and push it back towards customers, another year or so later, you have no impact whatever. The result is that you take an Apple that is instant across its supply chain and its communications, and you take a Japanese company that can take a year. Well, who's going to win? It's pretty straightforward.
Diversity seems to be an issue in Japanese country. Talk about the lack of women in leadership.
Well, this is one of the most spectacular things you can imagine, because I think the two are tied together. I look at the fact that Japanese companies don't have any ERP or very little. I look at the fact that they happily use technology that when we measure it in Moore years on the Moore curve, is almost 200 years old. I ascribe a lot of that to the lack of women, because I don't think women would put up with this kind of hodgepodge of useless nonsense. They're very good at pulling things together from complicated places and getting homogeneous systems up and running and working. And what I've found is when you go to Japan, there just aren't any women in management. I've seen in recent years one or two women with a manager title. I've only ever met one woman with any direct reports at all, and that was only a few months ago. So they have this exclusively male culture. Frankly, these men exist in a world that long predates me. I think it probably even predates my father, or maybe even my grandfather for that matter. And they happily live there. They exist there. And the result is a spectacular ignorance. For example, I was asked at a meeting a few months ago to describe the changes in industrial structure in the semiconductor industry over the last 30 years. Now, it turns out the company I was being asked to describe this for is very active in supplying that industry with vital pieces of equipment. So there we were sitting in a room, and I put up a simple Moore curve. And I said, okay, here's IBM's structure back in the 1960s. Here are the structures of all the companies coming down that curve today, and they don't look anything like the companies of the 1960s. The structures are all completely different. Now, to you and I, we might say, well, yeah, we get that. And I pointed out that the information velocities in these business models were completely different in addition. But to the people in the room, it was a big surprise. Now, how can you have a bunch of folks sitting in a room in Japan, selling to an industry, and in their entire working careers have not noticed at all, that the entire structure of something like semiconductors today looks nothing like it did 30 to 40 years ago? They had no idea. They were shocked. I don't think women would have let that happen. I think they would have been all over this a long, long time ago, and would have long since forced the company to rethink its position. And as a result, that company today would be many times its current size and way, way more successful. And I think you would have Apples and Googles. And this is where I think this poor fellow, Damore, who got fired from Google, made his big mistake. His job was to know that there are no Googles in Japan and know why. There are no Googles because there are no women, Damore. Think that through and ask yourself why you sent your silly memo. You know, it's an amazing situation. No women, and it's a disaster. And I've been telling people in Japan, women equal market share. If you don't want market share, don't have women. It's not complicated. And guess what? They don't have the market share.
So we're talking about, as my final question for today, we're talking about business processes that you pointed out, whether it's ERP, hiring practices that really haven't changed for decades. What would you say is the most immediate fix, and maybe some long-term changes you would like to see happen with Japanese companies in order to be successful again?
Well, you know, I was stunned. I happened to open a report the other day that I wrote 30 years ago for the big Japanese industrial company NEC that was at that time top of the world in semiconductors and a few other places as well. And today is nowhere. And I realized that the contents of this report were identical to what I would say today. The number one thing has got to be to have an ERP revolution. The fact is that the kind of terrible, terrible IT that the Japanese companies have is like a Berlin Wall, and it locks them inside the East. And all the hot markets are in West Germany, and they're being prevented from getting to those markets. So they've got to tear down this wall, in the words of Ronald Reagan, and they've got to do it fast. And I just see having a lot of women there as being critical to having that happen. But anyone who's been in the IT business knows that you can't just throw up an ERP tomorrow. Single instance ERP can take as long as 8-9 years to put in place. Ask people like GE that are trying to do it, or 3M. This is a long, slow process. So I think they've got to focus on IT really fast. They've got to focus on women, but I don't see them changing very quickly.
Francis has been future creating since 1976 and has seen it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Please be sure to check us out at future-creators.com. Make sure that you determine outcomes and don't get run over by them. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert. Talk to you soon.